Now from sports to a story about life, imitating art, imitating life.
This fall.
So what brings you back to Afghanistan?
I'm going to find a boy. His father meant a lot to me.
One of the most beloved stories of our time.
Now there is a way to be good again.
Becomes one of the most anticipated films of the year.
You know what they will do to you if they see your clean shaving.
That's part of the trailer for the new film, The Kite Runner. Paramount Pictures has pushed the November release date back to allow the two young stars of the film to get out of the country because of fears that they and their families could be hurt by locals angry about the film's content. If you've been anywhere near an airport bookstore, you know The Kite Runner is also a best-selling novel written by Khalid Hosseini. He's an American Afghan. Spoiler alert, I'm going to have to give away some of the major plot points here in this little segment. So earmuffs if you don't want to know what happens in the book or the movie. It is actually a pretty sweet book, really. It's about a man who returns to Kabul to take care of his dead friend's son. There's a hitch, though, involving a rape scene that has lots of Afghans up in arms. Haider Akbar is an Afghan-American author himself. He just graduated from Yale. Congratulations, fancy pants. His book is titled Come Back to Afghanistan, and Haider Akbar joins us now. Hi, Haider.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So this book and the movie depict a rape happening to a young boy. How big of a cultural taboo really is that in Afghanistan?
I think it cannot be underestimated how much of a shock this would have on people in Afghanistan watching this scene. I think the one thing you need to realize is that the rape in the movie involves people, I mean, it involves two kids that are from different ethnic groups. And because of the situation in Afghanistan, which has involved the civil war for the last decade, more than last decade, that is a very sensitive topic, and it could have very serious consequences for those people. And quite frankly, the wounds for the Afghan people are just too deep and too fresh to see something like that thrown back at them on screen.
What do you think is a bigger deal or more incendiary here? The fact that it is a rape being depicted, or that it's between these two tribes?
I think that they're both key. I think the fact that it's between two different tribes is what makes it such a serious issue, though, whereas the two child actors have to leave Afghanistan because of the threats that they might possibly face once this movie is released. I think that definitely has to do with the fact that it's two different ethnic groups that this is happening to.
The company that made the film has been going to great lengths, it would appear, to try to work this situation out. They hired an ex-CIA agent to go in and sort of figure out the facts on the ground, and that they're talking about spiriting the boys away to the U.S. and eventually to the United Arab Emirates. I mean, is there real physical danger for these boys and their family in Afghanistan?
Definitely. I would say that there would be probably very serious danger. I mean, once again, I think it's very hard to look at this through an American lens and see and try to understand what's going on. You'd have to sort of put yourself in the situation of Afghanistan and Afghans that have lived through a very intense period in the last 20, 25 years. And because of that, I don't think, once again, that it can be underestimated how serious the reactions could be to be seeing a scene like this. There was something similar to last year to an Indian movie coming out about Afghanistan that had a scene in which one person was just making a derogatory remark against another person's ethnic group, and that actor had to leave the country, along with that movie being banned once the ethnic group that was being insulted they rose up in demonstrations in Kabul. So I don't think it can be underestimated how serious the reactions can be.
One of the things that I was curious about is, I mean, this was a very popular book, certainly in the U.S., and, I mean, what's happening in the film is the same thing that happens in the book. Have many Afghans read this book, you think? I mean, could this really be a big shock?
Well, it depends. I think that's one of the most interesting things. You know, even when you listen to the trailer that you guys just put on, it says, you know, one of the most loved stories of our time, or and one of the most anticipated movies of the year. Have Afghan Americans read the book? Oh, yes, of course. They're very aware of what's going on, and I would say most Afghans abroad in, refugee communities that have left to places like Europe, they are aware of the book, but people in Afghanistan, not so much. And I think this also has to do with why this kind of reaction might come from people in Afghanistan. I think it reveals a sort of disconnect between those that are involved in trying to tell the story of Afghanistan, which is usually people that are not exactly products of that environment themselves. So I would say that this story, the movie itself, has probably had little impact in Afghanistan from my travels there and talking to people.
Well, Haider, I just wanted to ask you quickly before we run out of time. You're an Afghan American yourself. You've written a book about this. Do you put some of this on Khalid Husseini? I mean, is he selling out Afghanistan by writing a book that depicts this kind of thing?
Oh, it's difficult to say that he's selling out Afghanistan. I cannot say about his intentions, but I know that he has defended himself in the past, saying that I felt like this is what literature is for. I agree with that, but I feel like he is writing for an international audience. He is not really writing for an Afghan audience, and in that sense, it does feel like he is perhaps in a way selling the Afghan tragedy to outsiders, I would say. So in that sense, I would hope that he would be more responsible portraying the Afghan story, especially when he realizes that his audience is not usually Afghanistan.
Well, we'll see if all this attention is good or bad for the movie, if it picks up some steam from it. Haider Akbar, author, Afghan-American, graduate of Yale. His book is titled Come Back to Afghanistan. Thank you so much, Haider.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.